morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, July 9th, 2025, and today we're checking in with Paula Key from Wednesdays on Main in Bucksport. She claims that Wednesday falls on a Thursday this week somehow, and, you know, why not?
Morning, Amy. It's Paula Key from Wednesday on Main here in Bucksport, and we've got some fabulous events coming up in July and August and September. We have an event coming up this week on the 10th, which is an interesting gal from Portland. I was looking for a replacement, basically, from Ezami, a gypsy jazz band that we all loved over the years. And Sonia Florman came up in my search. And while she's not doing gypsy swing at the moment because her guitar player is not the right one, but she does do funky blues and jazz and has a little quartet. So she's coming up and we'll be at Brown Hall, which is adjacent to the Elm Street Congo Church here in Bucksport. And that'll be Thursday. We're doing Wednesday on a Thursday this week and next week because of venue date issues. And starts at 5:30. It's going to be a load of fun. And when we're at Brown Hall, we usually partner with the Brown Hall Arts Committee. And they have a Know Your Neighbor program that's ongoing. So we have refreshments after performance and a meet and greet with the musicians. And so it's very social and very nice, and it's a great location, plenty of parking and handicapped accessible, and suggested donations, $10, of course, at the door. So be good.
Any advance sales of tickets or just tickets at the door?
No, I rarely, if ever, do anything more than have a seat reservation in advance, which I am going to do for my September 3rd performance, which is a twin bill. And I think we'll have a full house. So I'm taking seat reservations for that. July 17th is Fifth Fret, and that's our local bluegrass mavens and Connor McLeod on banjo, Dougie Alley and Bobby Bowden round out the trio. And that will also be at Brown Hall. That is the 17th of July, another Thursday at 5:30. And then in August, early August, the 6th, we have a lovely little trio from the Boston area, Trio Mundo, and the guitar player is from Cuba. So they're chamber music musicians, basically, but they've expanded that to include a little Latin flavor, and I think it's going to be great. They've been in Ellsworth before and were hugely enjoyed. And let's see what else. Then we have a gal from Portland. I saw her band on the 207 show on New Center, and Andy Fawcett and After Dark. And they're young, they're younger, and they've got a lot of different music than we normally present, just because it's not a genre that I'm familiar with, but it's just more contemporary and pop. But she does, again, she does blues, jazz. These musicians are so talented. They can basically do anything. And our cherished event, one of them, is going to be August the 14th. And that's at the Alamo. It's a Thursday. The Yankee Magazine longtime editor, Mel Allen, who was here in 2018 and again in 2019, has retired and he's writing a book. And he'll be launching his book here, which is Here in New England. That's the title. He chose Bucksport to launch because he wrote a big article in the magazine in 2018 about Bucksport, the town that refused to die, which was post-mill. And we were then kind of poised for takeoff culturally and socially. We were doing all sorts of wonderful things. And then COVID closed us up for a couple of years. So Mel's coming back, and he loves Bucksport, and we're happy to have him. It'll be a book signing, refreshments, meet the author, at the Alamo, 5:30 on the 14th of August. On the website, bucksportwom.com, you'll see all the information. The September 3rd event is the one you should register for a seat. And give the website a moment to load when you click on, and it will.
All right. Thanks, Paula.
Thank you, Amy. Appreciate it so much.
That was Paula Key of Wednesdays on Main. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.